Praise the Lord, let's start our worship with a prayer. Thank the Lord for this wonderful day that you give us. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for gathering us here with the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins to give us eternal life and to have hope and future. We invite your Holy Spirit to come to our meeting. I know each and everyone who is here and not our brethren in other places that they will receive your word and the message and this recording. We pray, O God, for us, the church, continue. We pray for our protection from COVID-19 and this pandemic. Continue to pray to protect us, Lord, from the work of the devil, from persecution, from evildoers. And here we are, Lord, to commit ourselves to continue to serve. I thank you, Lord, for all the workers, all the pastors, evangelists, and teachers who have place in your church, O God. We thank you for all the Bible studies, the congregation, the individual members, the ministries. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness. And we continue to pray that you refill us once again with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gift that we need, O God, to go on and serve. I pray for more Bible studies to be planted, more groups to be opened. Oh God, more congregation to be planted, oh God. And I pray for provision for each and every member, congregation, for the whole church in general. I pray for those who lost their job. Give them job and income. I pray for the families. Uphold them with your grace. Let them shine to the non-believers around them. I pray that others will know the truth and they will come to you and serve you and worship you. Oh God, we pray. Oh God, I pray for the service, anoint the songs, anoint the prayers, anoint the giving, anoint the message, anoint this recording, anoint our songs, the instruments. And Lord, let be a blessing, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. That's all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand. Let us worship the Lord.
Loving you forever, for He is good, He's above all things. Loving you forever.
Love endures forever. exalted, O God. We will serve you, Lord, forever, for forever you are faithful, forever you are strong, forever you are with us, forever and ever.
Oh,
Lord, you have the power to change life. Change each and every one of us life, O God, according to your will, according to your plan. Teach us your ways. In Christ's name we pray, Amen. Let us be seated in God's presence, and let us collect now our tithes and our offering and our first fruit and bring it to the storehouse of God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for all my brethren who obeyed your commands and brought you what belonged to you from tithes and offering and first fruit and vows that they made to you, O God. I pray, O God, you multiply this money and use it for your glory and open the windows of heaven and bless your people who obeyed you, O God, and pour us so much blessing in their life and rebuke the devourer in their life. Don't allow pestilence, accidents, fine penalties, sicknesses to come unto them, O Lord. And I pray that all nations will come to know that they are blessed by you. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We continue today to speak about faith and deeds from the life of Abraham. And we had reached last week, book of Genesis chapter 17. And we start to speak about perfection in James chapter 2, verse 20 to 24, speaking about the faith and the deed of Abraham. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works, when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which say, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. Yea, see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Abraham was well known with his works, and he was justified by not only faith, but by his work. And the Lord spoke to Abraham in Acts 17, verse 1. He told him, and when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. You know, at the age of 99, the Lord asked Abraham to walk before him and to be perfect. You know, the point here, even if you are old in age and you have well, good experience, still you are required by the Lord to hear the call of God in your life and check yourself and to see if there is perfection or not, in which area in your life that you need to be perfected and that area need to be perfected in you. Let's continue our examples that we started last week. Today, let's go to the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 38. All these men of war that could keep wrong came with a perfect heart to Hebron to make David king over all Israel, and all the rest also of Israel were of one heart to make David king. You know, those men of Israel, they came united with a perfect heart, a pure heart, clean heart, and united with God to do his purpose, to make David king over Israel. They came to serve the Lord. Their heart was united with the will of God and with the purpose of God in their life. They came to serve God. The same here for you. You should have clear, clean motive with your heart to work with God in his church, to work with the leadership of the church to accomplish the purpose of God in the life of God's church, and the life of the new people that God is reaching out, in the life of the people who are around you. So, perfect heart is important for service and ministry. Let's go now to Second Chronicle, chapter 16 and verse 9. We read, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward Him. Herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars." This is the statement that said by Hanani the seer to King Asa. You know, when King Asa moved out the money in his treasuries and asked the king of Syria to come and help him to break the siege that Baasha, the king of Israel, had made against him. Let's read the whole from the beginning, verse 1 to verse 9. In the 36th year of reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah to the intent that he might let none go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. Then Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasuries of the house of the Lord and of the king's house, and said to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, that dwell at Damascus, saying, "There is a league between me and thee, as there was between my father and thy father. Behold, I have sent thee silver and gold. Go and break thy league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me." And Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Asa, and sent the captains of his armies against the cities, against the cities of Israel. And they smote Ijon and Dan and Abel-Mim and all the store cities of Naphtali. And it came to pass, and Baasha heard it, that he left off building of Ramah and let his work cease. Then asked the king took all Judah, and they carried away the stores, the stones of Ramah, and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha was building, and he built therewith Geba and Mizpah. And at that time Hanani the seer came to King Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, "Because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the house of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. Were not the Ethiopian and the Lubims a huge house with very much chariots and horsemen? Yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect." Perfect toward him. "Herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars." You know, here King Asa's heart was not perfect before God, because here he trusts money, he trusts people, armies and powers to save him and to deliver him. But he did not trust the Lord God for the deliverance from the enemies. We have read previously that King Asa's heart was perfect. We read that in 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 14. "But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was perfect with the Lord all his days." You know, to be a perfect man and to walk before God, you need to be perfect along the whole span of your life. And you need to fully trust the Lord that He will save you and He will deliver you from problems and from enemies that they will come in front of you to hinder you from moving forward. You know, when King Asa, when he was young, maybe he was strong and in good health, and now he is old. But 9 years old, he might be weak in body, not as when he was young. He might be, shaken with the disease that was against him by King Basha. So here is a good reminder to us. To you, even if you are old, as Asa was old, or as Abraham was old, God wants you still to walk before Him and to be perfect. And with this message, God wants us and wants you to be strong to encourage you to continue to stand firm and trust God and His promises and His protection also. Let's move now to Job. Speaking about to be perfect before God, Job chapter 1 and verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Job was a perfect man. God himself spoke about Job that he is a perfect man. As we read in verse 8, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, and one that feareth God and escheweth evil. What are the things that Job observed that God gave the characteristic form that he is a perfect man? He was an upright man, a righteous man who would do what's right, things, a man who feared God, and a man who rejects evil. And if we read chapter 2, verses 3 about Job also, we can read the following. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without a cause. The other characteristic to be a perfect. Job, he holds fast his integrity. Even he was attacked by the devil, but Job did not change his stand and his faith and his deed toward God. So the same way, to walk with God and to be perfect, you need to fear God. You need to do what is right. You need to reject the evil, and you need to continue to stand firm, having integrity that you don't change your faith and trust on God, even when you are attacked by the devil. Amen. You don't change your faith and trust on God, even the devil is attacking you. Yeah, and also, let's read Job chapter 8, verse 20. Put this in your mind. Job 8, verse 20. Behold, God will not cast away a perfect man. God will not cast away a perfect man. Neither will he help the evildoers. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Let's continue. Let's read now Psalm 37 and verse 37. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace, to do what is right, to fear God, to reject the evil, and to keep your integrity by your good stand, and by fully trusting the Lord. And these are the blessed criteria that this will bring a reward from God unto you. There will be a good end. For the end of that man is peace. And as you continue to trust the Lord in such a perfect manner and way, walking before Him, and the Lord will reward you with a perfect peace, with eternal life. And as we continue to walk in such a way, we'll be ready and prepared that when Jesus will come, He will take us with Him. Our ends will be also peaceful, being with the Lord and forever. Let's read also Psalm 101, verse 2, what David said to the Lord. And when he asked the Lord, Psalm 101, verse 2, David said, I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk with my house with a perfect heart. You know, David here promised the Lord that he will walk in a perfect way, and he will have also a perfect heart. And David, he asked the Lord, what was his question? Which time you will, that he will come to him? Or when will thou come unto me? In the same way, while we are waiting for God to come, waiting for the blessed appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ, we still need to continue to walk before God with a perfect heart and perfect way. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 21. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 21. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. You know, to do what's right, to be perfect, then you will be rooted and established in the place that God had ordained for you to be. As we continue to be walking with a perfect walk with God, we'll be appointed for eternity, and we will be living with the Lord and forever. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 5, the righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. Now here, the point, we understand that if we have perfection, the righteousness of the perfect person shall direct his way in the right path. You know, this has one of the benefits, one of the great benefits in doing what is right and being perfect is that we are directed exactly into the right path of life. As we trust in the Lord and obey Him, the Lord shall bless us with a perfect peace also. And we can read that also in Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 26. So God will direct our path and God will give us also peace. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. Amen and hallelujah. Jesus said also in Matthew. Matthew is going out to the New Testament. Matthew chapter 5 verse 48. Let's read, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Jesus here affirmed to us that we need to be perfect and we need to perfect what is not yet perfect. Here, Jesus was speaking about loving our enemies, doing good to them, blessing and not cursing those who curse us, and praying for those who persecute us. Why we need to do that? Because our Father in heaven is perfect, and since we are created in the image of God, then we need to be perfect by doing such things. Matthew chapter 19 verse 21. Matthew 19 verse 21. Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have a treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Here, Jesus was admonishing a rich man who came to Jesus, who came to him. He tells him to do what he lacked, to go and sell what he had, and to give to the poor, and to come and to follow Jesus. In the same way today, the Lord shall challenge, and he sends each and every one of us to do what we lack in work and life with God in order to be perfected, so that we can follow Jesus and be able to do what He is expecting from each and every one of us. So we have assignment. Every one of us have assignment that we need to fulfill to be perfect. So perfect path, we will walk and we'll have the perfect peace. And while we are waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ to come and take us. And let's continue in Luke chapter 6, verse 40, chapter 6, verse 40. The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. Jesus is our master, he is our Lord. And to be perfect as him, we need to pass as Jesus was passing through. He suffered, he was rejected, persecuted, he was afflicted. As he was living on earth, serving God, he passed through that. Then we need to endure what God had ordained for us to pass through and persevere in fulfilling the scriptures and achieving the will of God in our life, in our ministry, by accepting suffering until he will come and take us with him. And until the end, we need to accept the will of God in suffering. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10. For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Jesus was made perfect with suffering. In the same way, we too, as we pass and follow the way of suffering that Jesus passed through, then we'll be perfected in the same manner that he was perfected. Let's read 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Here also Apostle Peter recommends the same. The suffering which God allowed us to pass through, we need to persevere so that will lead us to our perfection. Suffering in life will lead to a perfect life and eternity. Let's read John. We learn from the John 17 and verse 23, what Jesus said and prayed. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved me, and thou hast loved them, and thou hast loved me. You know, to abide with the attitude of that we spoke, to live and to be like Jesus in suffering, that will make us perfect in him. And with such, when the world we'll come to realize that Jesus was sent by God the Father to the world. And the love of Jesus will be revealed to the world as we out of our love to God will embrace such kind of life that will make the people who see that in us conclude that God the Father is love. And God loves us, and God loves Jesus, and we love God, and they will be able to see that God is love. And they will believe in him. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God's word teaches us not to follow the pattern of this world, but to follow the word of God to renew our mind with what we read from God's word. And that the word of God will enable us to discover the perfect will of God in our life. And when we discover it, and we discover the perfect of will of God in our life, then we will be glad to do it and live it, and that will bring peace, blessing, and assurance of salvation as we abide in such life. Apostle Paul wrote also in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, also he admonished us to be perfect. Finally, brethren, farewell, be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and God of love and peace shall be with you. To be perfect will further lead us to have a good comfort, to have one mind with God, and to live in peace, that God's peace and love shall abound in us. Also, Paul made make it clear that we need to continue in the teaching of Jesus to reach into perfect man with our faith and with the knowledge in Christ Jesus our Lord, unto the full measure. As we read in Ephesians 4:13, till we all come in the unity of faith unto the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of God. Let's go now to Colossians. How Paul was doing all what he can to present everyone perfect in Christ. Colossians chapter 1 verse 28, whom he preached, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Paul, his aim was to present everyone perfect in Christ. And he was achieving that through preaching, warning against sin, teaching, and also through prayers. We will read Colossians 4:12 about Epaphras, what he was doing in the prayers. It says, Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, salute you, always laboring fervently for you in the prayers, that you may be stand perfect and complete in all will of God. You know, as a church, we need to persevere to present everyone in perfect in Christ through preaching, warning against sin, teaching, and also through prayers that will bring the good results. Let's go, Book of Revelation now. The message of the Lord Jesus to the church in Sardis. He say, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Here the Lord Jesus warned the church in Sardis to wake up and to strengthen the part which is about to die, because he did not find their work perfect. We as a church, we need to warn those brethren who are in sin and to repent, and those who are defected from their commitment and from the ministry, and put aside the ministry, warning them that their lack of perfection will lead them to death, and that their name will be finally, if they will not repent, to be brought out from the book of life. 1 John chapter 2 verse 5 and 6, but whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected here, by know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. As we keep the word of God in our life, then, and when we live it, that is a sign that God's perfection and his love had come unto us, and that we abide with Jesus, and that we are ultimately going to walk as Jesus walked. James chapter 3 verse 2, for in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able to see and able also to abide and able also to bridle the whole body. When we speak and what we speak will come in true, that shows that we are perfect, and what we had spoke, we are led to speak it by God's word. We are fully controlled by God's word and by the leading of the Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 and 17. All the scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You know, when we use and apply the scripture in our lives and life of our disciples and children, finally we will end up in raising up godly men, perfect men, who is going to do the good work of God. James 2:22, seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. Faith should be accompanied by action and deeds, that God will see it is perfect. So here today, let us examine ourselves. Let us go through the scriptures and put points and notes. What are the things in our lives that we need to walk with God? The scripture that we spoke, it deals with various aspects. Let us come and let us commit ourselves to renounce our sins and the wrongdoings, and commit ourselves to do the right things that God wants us to do. Thank you, Lord, for your word to us. Thank you for this wonderful time that you gave us. I pray, O Lord, that you will continue to perfect each and every one of us and help us as a church to present everyone perfect in Christ. Give us wisdom. As Lord, as you have given assignment, watch over each and every person by the Holy Spirit. Let your word minister continually, O God, that we will reach into perfection, to the full measure of Christ, and that we will experience and we will be realizing the perfect will of God, and we'll work with you to fulfill it. Thank you, Lord. Take this word of yours, take this message, and spread it to reach the brethren, to accomplish the purpose. This is your word, not our word, O God. It will accomplish your desire. Let this come true. O God, bless us, enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us. Keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.